This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Johnny Depp's X-Files.
I was bleeding out inside, and this guy saved me.
Crying, a lot of jealous, don't do this, don't do that.
Who's Team Johnny and who's for Amber? Then Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's Italy I Do details.
It's a beautiful thing.
Is a Kim K and Pete Davidson wedding next?
I don't want to take the high road anymore.
And our photo shoot exclusive with Zendaya. Plus, SI swimsuit cover star, Sierra.
This is like, wow.
And Elon Musk's mom, May.
I was actually a nerdy person, and now I'm fabulous. Nerdy person.
Then, saying goodbye to This Is Us.
My advice is to stay hydrated. It's about to get real sad.
What the cast is doing next.
It's time to jump into something different.
E.T. starts now. Reopening Johnny Depp's X-Files. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight. Kevin Frazier has his birthday off today. Now, court is not in session today, with closing arguments beginning a week from now. And after Ellen Barkin's bombshell testimony, we're breaking down who of Johnny's former flames are Team Depp and who isn't.
This one really does have the romance and the fairy tale.
This guy was sweet and loving and romantic.
He's just a jealous man, controlling. Where are you going?
Vanessa, how's Johnny holding up? Are you and Johnny getting back together anything?
In Johnny's corner, Winona Ryder and Vanessa Paradis. Both were in long-term relationships with the actor and both provided witness statements during his UK trial saying he was never violent or abusive.
We've been married for years. Didn't tell anybody.
Winona's name actually came up in a pivotal court moment. Johnny testified how after their 1993 split, he changed his tattoo that said Winona Forever.
I took off the last two letters and had it say Wino Forever.
Amber testified she laughed when she saw it.
I just laughed because I thought he was joking and slapped me across the face.
As for Team Amber, well, according to legal expert Jesse Weber, former flame Ellen Barkin's testimony yesterday was a win for her side.
Mr. Depp threw a wine bottle across the room.
Now, this is important because it's a corroborating witness to Amber Heard's abuse allegations. It's also important because Johnny Depp had testified that he had never been violent with any woman in the past.
Hey, Johnny!
This is Kate. Nice to meet you.
So it's not confirmed that Kate Moss will testify, but if she does testify, the allegation being that Johnny Depp threw Kate Moss down the stairs when the two were in a relationship.
All I can say about that trial is that it breaks my heart for everybody involved.
Jennifer Grey was engaged to Johnny for 9 months during the late 80s. In her memoir, Out of the Corner, she called him crazy, jealous, and paranoid. But she told us she's grateful for their relationship, which started after her breakup with Matthew Broderick.
I was in desperate need of rebounding into 1989. Johnny Depp, trust me. I was bleeding out inside, and this guy saved me.
Now, if you guys aren't watching the trial on our YouTube channel, get into it. We have it every single day. You're not going to miss a thing. All right, now let's move on to happier news. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky's baby love. That's a first in tonight's Know and Tell.
It's all an exciting journey so far. I'm just taking it as it comes. I'm enjoying it.
Mama Rhee is resting at her L.A. home, so in love with her new baby boy. We're told ASAP Rocky is continuing to take care of Rihanna, and before she gave birth, he was super involved and was asking his friends for parenting advice.
So our babies will be flyer than their parents.
They haven't released their son's name, but he's already said to be worth nearly $1.5 billion thanks to his mogul parents' combined fortunes. That's more than Kylie and Travis Scott's kids, who are part of their parents' estimated billion-dollar dynasty. Speaking of the Kardashian-Jenners, it's Kravis's wedding weekend in Italy.
We're just, you know, living our best lives.
Check out the bride-to-be already in white and smooching her shirtless groom. Both were also seen out with his daughter, Alabama, in and around the shores of Portofino. Kravis, with her son, Rain, later took a giant leap into the Mediterranean straight off their yacht, and Courtney even got in a foot massage from her man. Mom Kris Jenner was spotted today shopping with a friend and posing in head-to-toe leopard at their villa. Courtney and Travis are expected to say I do at this centuries-old castle featured in the movie Enchanted April. Preps were underway today and formal wear was dropped off via boat. It costs more than $11,000 a day just to reserve the site, and our source says Court's excited to have the entire family there and be so over the top.
Just thankful to have him in my life, and I just can't believe this moment's here.
And yes, like her sisters, whose televised marriages all ultimately ended in divorce, Kardashian cameras will be rolling.
This is her time to shine, baby.
A blonde Kim jetted off to the nuptials yesterday, but is she the next to tie the knot with Pete Davidson?
He's just super genuine.
Well, a source tells ET that Pete, who is set to exit SNL after this weekend's season finale, would more than likely take their relationship to the next level in a heartbeat. But Kim still has a lot of unresolved issues with Kanye.
There's some times where I'm just like, I don't want to take the high road anymore. But as hard as it is, I just would always want to lead by example.
Kim is also leading the way on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, along with
Level Up.
This is like, wow, I still have to pinch myself. I always think about my daughter. You know, I think that when she gets to see me in moments like this, she can see herself and have something to look forward to or to believe in and have hope in.
I came here to kill.
Ciara hit the Sports Illustrated red carpet in New York solo until hubby Russell Wilson surprised her straight from the airport with a bouquet of flowers.
He's always there cheering me on. It feels good to be loved like that. You know, it inspires me.
Ciara was flanked by Yumi New, the first Asian-American plus-size SI cover model, and Elon Musk's 74-year-old mom, May, who shared her beauty secret.
I eat very well, and I stay out the sun. Never smoked, you know, don't have bad habits. I was actually a nerdy person, and now I'm fabulous.
Nerdy person,
Now to more fabulousness, courtesy of Zendaya. Looking positively euphoric in this behind-the-scenes photo shoot, only E.T. can reveal the 25-year-old is included in this year's Time 100 list of most influential people in the world. Zendaya, who is still going strong with her Spider-Man co-star Tom Holland, is celebrated in the issue by her Dune director, Denis Villeneuve. He calls her a, quote, cultural icon in the making. The queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, also made the list.
Queen means who I am. Wow, that just hit me hard just now.
Guest contributor James Corden calls his friend and honoree Adele, quote, an artist in the purest sense of the word. The full Time 100 list drops Monday and includes Andrew Garfield, Simu Liu, and a next-level bromance between guest contributor Matthew McConaughey and his Magic Mike co-star Channing Tatum.
Once a stripper, always a stripper.
Matthew writes, quote, he doesn't handle his business in the game of Hollywood. He plays his game in the business of Hollywood. I love it. The player playing the game. Well, now to the day This Is Us fans have been dreading. Yep, Tuesday's series finale. So if you're still curled up in a fetal position after this week's penultimate episode, the cast told us, prepare yourself for the end.
It's a forever now.
We are grateful to everyone who's been on this journey with us.
This is quite sad, isn't it? The end.
My advice is to stay hydrated because it's about to get real sad.
I mean, that's what we're doing, just collecting these little moments.
Fogelman texted all of us and said he just finished the last episode. I opened it up and I read it top to bottom. I was in shock. I couldn't talk.
Here's what creator Dan Fogelman has revealed about the top secret finale. Rebecca and Jack will continue their next chapter together in the afterlife.
I really wish that I had spent more time appreciating it when it was all happening, instead of just worrying about when it would end.
A lot of the flashbacks were actually shot years ago, and the episode will include Rebecca's funeral.
Big three?
City three!
Our finale is,
it's up, more uplifting than you would think, given the circumstances. I think everyone's going to be satisfied.
While there aren't current plans for a spinoff, that hasn't stopped fans from manifesting one for Randall and Beth, especially since daughter Deja is now pregnant.
You're going to be a grandpappy.
You're going to be a meemaw.
Hell no.
What do you know? Is Randall going to get his own show?
That's not a bad idea. not immediately. Okay. You never know what the future holds, right? We'll revisit.
So what's next? Well, Sterling is currently shooting the new Hulu series, Washington Black. He also co-stars in the upcoming comedy Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, opposite Regina Hall.
Oh my God.
Watching you up there.
Justin Hartley is currently co-starring opposite Rebel Wilson in the Netflix comedy Senior Year, and he has a CBS pilot, The Never Game, where he plays a lone wolf survivalist.
It's a completely different character.
Are we going to get as many shirtless scenes?
I think probably that happens.
Where do I go from here? The show's over. Where do I go from here?
Chris Sullivan and Milo Ventimiglia both have ABC pilots they hope get picked up. And news broke today, Milo will return for the fifth and final season of Prime Video's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Since you took your love away.
Chrissy Metz and Mandy Moore are focusing on music. Mandy just dropped a new album in real life.
We are about to go on the road. This is just the fruits of that labor, I guess.
We're ready for another bop from Mandy Moore. All right, let's talk my love language, food, and Chef Gordon Ramsay's plans for a certain newlywed.
I can't wait to get into my kitchen.
The celeb, he's ready to turn into a chef.
Yeah, he's definitely got my vote.
Plus, on set with the stars and their look-alike stunt doubles.
Two of me is better than anybody else.
And Emmy contenders sound off on their careers.
I hate auditioning. I'm the worst auditioning.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Cheetah girl Lisa Rinna had a front row seat to the Dior fashion show in Venice Beach. Michael B. Jordan, Henry Golding, a pregnant Kelly Osbourne, Christina Aguilera, Jaden Smith, and newlyweds Brooklyn Beckham planting a kiss on his wife, actress Nicola Peltz. The pair said I do last month, and in attendance, longtime Beckham family friend Gordon Ramsay. Now our Matt Cohen talked to the master chef about all of it.
We saw you at Brooklyn Beckham's wedding with your family.
The wedding was extraordinary, and it was just, you know, so beautiful to see that level of love in such youngsters, and they got a lot of pressure on them.
Brooklyn does a lot of cooking on his Instagram. Is there ever a world where there's some pop-up Gordon Brooklyn kitchen coming about?
I can't wait to get into my kitchen. I can't wait to show him a bit of GR.
It's freezing!
GR is back with season 12 of MasterChef. Back to Win premieres Wednesday on Fox, and it's the first All-Stars edition. 20 former contestants return to compete for a $250,000 grand prize and a second helping of Gordon's criticism.
It's not back to win material. I think it's our best season we ever shot. They come in better, stronger, feistier, more determined, and they got their eye on the prize.
And I feel like they're getting a lot of that from you.
Yeah, listen, it's tough love, right? Everything I've learned and pushed for, I want to give to them. So there's a price to pay for that. So we can't just shake hands and high five, because we're going to have to celebrate. Get them to the finish line and train them to be much better.
Y'all, I spent a day cooking in the kitchen with Gordon. My scallops were salty, and I'll just say this, didn't go well. Didn't go well at all. All right, let's stick with the Brits and our tea party with the cast of Downton Abbey.
Pinky in, definitely.
Milk first, milk after.
We're sipping and spilling sequel details. Then,
it's an ET exclusive.
On the set of Hayley Kiyoko's new music video with a Bachelor Nation twist. 10 out of 10, all in a lie.
The first call is actually to my body double. Two of knees is better than anybody else.
We agree. That's Kevin Hart with his lookalike on the set of his heist comedy, Lift, in Italy. But he's not the only star with a doppelganger. Bond girl Ana de Armas is with her double on the set of Ghosted. She's filming with Chris Evans. This is their third movie together after Knives Out and the upcoming The Gray Man with Ryan Gosling.
I already don't like you. Right back at you, sunshine.
And will the real Jason Momoa please stand up? Jason and his stunt double are currently hard at work on Fast 10.
I have a wonderful stuntman who protects me and then also helps train me, just making sure we don't hurt anyone. Their job is to protect me, and I want to protect them.
Yes, indeed. Always safety first. Now, to a cast that does their own stunts, we think. The crew of Downton Abbey, A New Era. The movie is in theaters today. That gives me chills saying that. And lucky dog Rachel Smith got her own high tea tutorial.
Would you like any tea?
How nice.
And this is the way to do it. Right hand. Pinky in.
Pinky in, definitely.
Milk first, milk after.
Milk after.
I have friends that will give me, like, side-eye if I pour the tea in before the milk.
And Kev, what about you?
I don't really drink tea. I drink coffee.
Oh!
Okay, well, most of the Downton cast takes tea. But the one place they can't have a cuppa? Highclere Castle, where Downton Abbey is shot. That is, unless you're Dame Maggie Smith.
We might try and sneak some tea in for Maggie.
For Maggie.
Okay.
Because they don't like you to drink tea in the castle unless you're filming, and then that's allowed. But you just don't want to make Maggie go and stand outside and drink tea. It's not right.
Speaking of the dame, there's also a bit of mystery surrounding her in this film after her character inherits a villa from a former fling.
You never thought to turn it down?
Do I look as if I'd turn down a villa in the south of France?
You two get to go to the south of France, hello.
We were sort of pinching ourselves going, oh, is this work?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Pretty great.
And I love their costumes, especially those tennis outfits. They're so chic.
On the WhatsApp group, the picture started coming through from the south of France, and then I was like, okay.
Formal big
yeah.
Time.
Hugh Dancy joins the cast playing a filmmaker directing a silent film at Downton.
Cut! Your heart gets a little broken by Lady Mary.
Yes, although I have this strong feeling he's going to be fine.
But truly making this a family affair, the movie is directed by Elizabeth McGovern's real-life husband, Simon Curtis.
It was nice for me to see him get out of the couch.
And finally, we had someone who couldn't control Elizabeth.
I mean, it's safe to say that there very well could be a third film. Would y'all be up for it?
Okay.
We would.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, Die Hard, Downton Abbey stands, and in stands, I mean me. We're all crossing our fingers for that one, right? Meanwhile, a card-carrying member of Bachelor Nation is putting it all in her new music video. Only our Denny Directo was on set of Hayley Kiyoko's reality love letter. So much for the girls, the girls that
like girls, the girls that like boys. We are on the set of your new music video! I love it. Ooh, let's break
the tension. You got the long line of limousine arrivals, Hayley surrounded by rose petals, the drama, and the one-on-one dates. Hayley has gone from pop star who used to act alongside Selena Gomez to Bachelor Nation for the new video, which she directed herself.
The concept of the video, we finally are getting our first ever lesbian bachelorette.
Hi, Hayley. I love reality television. I love, like, reality dating shows like Love is Blind and The Bachelor. We have 15 queer contestants all trying to find love.
Wow.
And I will be giving out the flowers.
Hayley provides a special cameo. fans have been speculating she's been dating Bachelor alum Becca Tilley. And today, Becca confirmed it on Insta.
Becca's been in 2 seasons of The Bachelor, mm-hmm. so she had to be a part of it. And, you know, third time's a charm.
Does she have PTSD at all? Reliving, like, the Bachelor Nation of it all?
I'm not sure yet. Yeah. I think that she's just really excited. And I'm really excited for people to see the ending of the video. So make sure to watch to the very end.
For the Girls is the first single off Hailey's second album, Panorama, which drops July 29th. The summer anthem also has a positive message.
Being who you truly are and sharing your experiences and, you know, your struggles inspires others to keep going. And I think that that's everyone's just job on this earth.
Girls, the girls.
By the way, Becca was at Hailey's release party last night where they shared a sweet smooch. All right, coming up, these stars may have their own hit shows, but wait until you hear about their TV obsessions. Next.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to ETOnline.com.
Monday on ET, we're with Ellen Pompeo and the cast of Grey's Anatomy celebrating their 400th show.
This revolution of television, we're still here.
Yeah, y'all are still here, and I'd like for you to stay around for a little bit more. Now, we leave you with more TV titans generating Emmy buzz and sounding off, literally, in the June issue of Vanity Fair out May 24th. Good night, everybody, and happy birthday, Kevin Frazier!
You know, keep doing that.
From sharing vocal warm-ups to career confessions.
I hate auditioning. I'm the worst auditioner.
Some guy actually said to me, I was just starting out, and he kind of looked at me and said, "You're actually kind of good."
And when it comes to dream guest starring gigs,
Euphoria.
The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Yellow Jackets. I know what happens to the men on this show, and I'm still willing to take that L.
Succession.
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 I would come into the room holding a file and say, "There's a phone call, Mr. Roy."
This is not happening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.